mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we've got Robert Galen Ross, former NSA, Army Intelligence, author on the New World Order, joining us. Talk about John Edwards, the Bilderberg minion, the New York Times, and the Bilderberg Group wanted him, so they got him. Just a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet, and we'll cover it all with our guest. Right now, let's go to Cheryl in Ohio, then we'll go to Debbie and others. Cheryl, go ahead. You're on the air, Cheryl. All right. Guess she's not there.
Hello?
Yes, Cheryl. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say one thing that you have not touched on, but next week the House and Senate are voting, and we should speak up about calling our senators, even though it's just one voice, whether it does any good or not, to support the federal marriage amendment, because the last time the Constitution was amended in 1992, the issue was congressional pay raises, and if they can put their pay raises in the Constitution, then they could put marriage in the Constitution.
Well, I tell you, on top of it, have you heard that Bush is saying that our troops will be under U.N. authority, under the criminal court now, and the neocons aren't saying a word about that?
Well, they're not saying a word about a lot of things, but what I'm saying here is that marriage is a sanctity between one man, one woman, not Adam and Steve here.
No, I agree. That institution needs to be defended.
And it does.
But I wouldn't look for the federal government to do it.
No.
Their job, their stated goal at the Department of Education is to destroy the family.
Is to destroy the family. Absolutely. I agree with you. And I also do know that I was told this morning that the Democrats will do everything in their power to make sure that the sodomites do get a bill in there that they can be married. So it's we the people who have a voice in each and every state, lest you want to become like the state of Massachusetts.
Hey, I hear you. Thanks for the call. I read this article. Swedish pastor sentenced to 1 month in jail for reading a passage from the Bible offending homosexuals. And again, if you're going to take his First Amendment, his free speech, they're going to take yours, and they're trying to pass laws like that here. A Republican governor did in Pennsylvania. Again, it's like communist China, folks. Well, you don't want to be mean to a group, do you? You see how that works? Now it's everybody's free speech. Well, it's going to be your free speech, too, believe me. Let's go ahead and talk to Debbie in California. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Have you heard of David Icke?
Yes, we've had him on before.
Okay.
I agree with about 95% of what he has to say, and then he goes off into other things.
Yeah, and he speaks of Bohemian Grove and everything and has some pictures that you actually took, I believe.
Yeah, he gives me credit.
Uh-huh. Well, what I wanted to ask you is I have a challenge for you.
Uh-huh.
I would like to know I would like to explain that if you know those satellites that are around the Earth, there's several hundreds of them, and a lot of companies own those satellites, correct?
Yes.
Is a private party like you, for instance, allowed to rent one of those at any time?
Yeah, I've had millions of dollars. An audio feed is, I don't know, like $5,000 a month, and the network pays for several of those.
Yeah, well,
that's why this is an expensive endeavor.
If you had somebody in the business or something like that, you could use one of those satellites, and it's supposed to go all the way down and read a license plate. Why couldn't it go to the Bohemian Grove?
Because they have national security on those and won't allow companies to release those photos. You can't go out and rent one. I mean, actually, one company was doing that, and they got in a lot of trouble.
Did they ever keep the tape so people could see it?
Well, no, they didn't do Bohemian Grove. The point is, there's a company that was doing that. It would go take photos of whatever you wanted.
Because it just doesn't seem like, you know, they should be able to expose this if it's
well,
really
Well, Bohemian Grove has been exposed. I got a two-hour video of it. I mean, they admit I snuck in. They say Satan worship is Christian. I mean, they actually say that, and they're just having fun worshiping Moloch. And
yeah,
the Christian groups say that it's good, and Skull and Bones is good.
Yeah,
this video
just
of Skull and Bones, they say that worshiping Satan is a good thing and that we should all do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, I know we've got Carol and Warren and Matthew and Will and many others that are patiently holding. We'll get to your calls early in this first hour. In this last hour, I should say, this hour that we've got left, Freudian slip. I wish it was our first hour. We could get to more information with Robert Galen Ross, who worked for the NSA, then worked as an international oil company consultant, lived all over the world, Middle East, you name it. Good friend of mine. He just got interviewed last week by National British Sky Television News. I did as well. They said that they liked their interview with him. Be interesting to see how that piece goes. And, oh, I'm glad I got Galen on. I just forgot about another TV network that just called us. I need to call Robert and tell him about that. I keep forgetting to call that TV network back. But one reason I decided to get him on short notice is this headline, Bilderberg Performance Key to Edwards VP Pick. And the New York Times, according to a report in the New York Times by Jody Wilgrun, analyzing why Kerry chose Edwards over other 24 serious contenders for the number two spot. Quote, several people pointed to the secretive and exclusive Bilderberg conference of the some 120 people that this year drew the likes of Henry A. Kissinger, Melinda Gates, and Richard A. Perle to Italy in early June as helping win Mr. Kerry's heart. Mr. Edwards spoke so well in a debate on American politics with a Republican, Ralph Reed, Oh, the Christian Coalition guy was there. The participants broke Bilderberg rules to clap before the end of the session. Beforehand, Mr. Edwards traveled to Brussels to meet with NATO officials, brandishing his foreign policy credentials. Quote, his performance at Bilderberg was important, said a friend of Mr. Kerry who was there at Bilderberg. He reported back directly to Kerry. There were other reports on his performance. Whether they reported directly or indirectly, I have no doubt the word got back to Mr. Kerry and how well he did. And they go on to say that they picked Mr. Edwards because Bilderberg Group liked him. And back in 91, they sent Bill Clinton, the upstart governor, and then George Bush was told, you step down, this is the boy. They had 11 meetings, staged that whole deal. Bush Sr. didn't even campaign. This is staged, people. And to give us his insight and study on this, he's written Who's Who of the Elite, JFK, MLK, RFK, you know, the elite serial killers. I mean, a lot of great work. Joining us is Robert Galen Ross, my good buddy. And Galen, looking at this, just in a nutshell, the Bilderberg Group, what we know about it, and these amazing admissions by the New York Times that they're the kingmakers, this is a major shift. What do you see happening?
It's a pleasure to be with you again, Alex. You know, there's another phenomenon that went on about the same time. Was it a coincidence that George W. Bush went to Rome to meet with the Pope, and he overnighted after meeting with the Pope in Milan, which was very near the Bilderberg meeting at that time, so he was also at the Bilderberg meeting. And I think that Edwards was sent to the Bilderbergs because it would have been too obvious for Kerry to show up, because the Patriots would certainly have picked him out and reported to the world. And he couldn't stay.
And exactly, at the very same time, Bush is in Italy, and some of his, you know, many of his hours are missing. Then we have Bush and the other leaders going from getting their orders at Bilderberg back to the G8, martial law in Georgia, in the coastal counties, and then they implement exactly what we got from inside Bilderberg from Jim Tucker. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And you and I have discussed many times that the Bilderbergs decide everything of significance all over the entire world, including world leaders. And so this is absolute the strongest clue I've gotten in a long time that Kerry will be the next president. And as I said, he couldn't be there because it'd be too obvious, so he sent Edwards there to represent him. And I wonder if any of the people that are interviewing Kerry and Edwards as they're going around the country will ask him about the Bilderberg meeting.
Why do you think we've seen this shift from the globalists being for Bush to over to Kerry and Edwards?
I really think they're afraid that Bush is too inept, that he's really not too swift. His elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor, and they're afraid that he may mess up, whereas Kerry is a little bit more intelligent. He's a member of the Council Formulation Trilateral Commission, and also skull and bones, as Bush is. But,
well, also, Bush has served out his usefulness at one level, and I'm not sure that he's not still going to win, as if it even matters. And it does matter at a certain level, because conservatives have been asleep while he's been in office. They need us to play the bad cop in Iraq while the UN looks like the good cop. That's now happened, as I predicted a year before the war even started. Wasn't hard to do. We got this out of Bilderberg back in the 2002 January meeting. How does all that tie together?
Well, it ties in perfectly. Also, you'll find that Cheney is getting a lot of spotlight, and Bush won't dump him, so they may need to get Cheney out, and they'll just let him go with Bush, because they need to accomplish their goals, which is to create the global union by 2005, or the American Union by 2005.
And again, it's already basically 90% set up. They even are choosing their capital of Atlanta. They're debating Miami or Atlanta. Looks like Atlanta will be the headquarters, but the average American doesn't even know that our own EU is forming.
That's correct, and almost no one knows that the African Union was formed back in July of 2000, where 53 nations of Africa created the African Union, which is carbon copy of the European Union.
Now, it's the same thing with the EU. The people of Europe didn't know it was going to be a real government until their leaders all set it up without a vote even being held.
That's right. It was slipped in from the backside, and now they're fixing to present the Constitution for the European Union, which will nullify all constitutions of all the nations of the European Union.
And by the way, criticism of the government is an arrestable offense.
Yes.
Here's Sweden. Swedish pastor sentenced to 1 month in jail for offending homosexuals by reading a Bible passage.
Now, isn't that something?
Sounds like communist China.
Yeah. But that'll be continuing to tighten up all over the world. As the Patriot Act 2 comes rolling out, we'll probably see a lot of that included in that.
Robert, I've been saying that Bush is so arrogant that he thinks he's going to win, that I thought he was going to win, and I'm rarely wrong because he's gotten so much of the agenda through, but I have to admit that all the indicators show Kerry Edwards, unless there is a real shift and a fissure between the Anglo-American establishment and the Rothschild power arm in Europe, but you and I agree that there isn't a real power divide, only that they allow certain bodies of the New World Order to compete with each other, thus for the vigor of the overall entity. What do you see happening?
It's just like a professional wrestling match. If you think that the wrestlers don't know who's going to win before they ever enter the ring, you've got something else coming. All of this is planned, and they will have a little struggling matches here and there from one side to the other just to get your attention off the real facts.
And to balkanize us back into a left-right false debate.
That's correct. And you can pick either side. They're still going to accomplish their goal.
And their goal is?
The creation of the global union or the new world order or the... my favorite term is global union, but there's a lot of other terms used for it.
That's right. They go, we're not for global government. We're for global governance and global union, which is the exact same thing in the encyclopedia or dictionary.
That's right. And in the Council of America's meeting a year ago, Dick Cheney said that they will complete the free trade area of America's by January 2005.
That was in Mexico, and they said we're going to have a global tax. A gas tax and a national sales tax that'll really be international, and we have the neocons pushing this as if it's conservative.
Yeah, and now all of this, if done by the people in our elected positions in our government, they're committing treason because they swear an oath when they take their position that they will defend the Constitution and the elite are determined to eliminate our Constitution.
Well, we can see the last vestiges of the Republic being swept away, martial law being openly discussed, militarization of police, giant prisons being built everywhere. Galen, what's America going to be like if the New World Order succeeds?
It'll be you'll have concentration camps for those that resist, and they'll declare them enemy combatants, which will take them out of the normal legal process. They'll put them in these concentration camps and give them trials in the military tribunals. And I don't know whether they'll kill them or just put them in prison, but we're going to end up as a police state.
Well, I agree. I agree with you if they succeed. The problem is, Robert Galen Ross, I see a huge awakening. I see their own minions not following orders. I see leaks at all levels. And I see that they don't have enough evil people to carry it out on a mass scale. Maybe in Russia, maybe in Vietnam, maybe in China, but I see them having real problems here.
Well, I'm convinced that we're going to be able to stop them, Alex, and we just have to inform 5% of the public of what's going on, and there'll be enough protests that they'll stop them. And I don't like to waste my time like you do. And you and I wouldn't be doing what we're doing if we thought we're going to fail. We're going to accomplish what we're doing, and let's expose what's really going on.
All right, my friend, Robert Galen Ross, former NSA. International Oil Company consultant, lived all over the world, good friend of mine, author. Your calls straight ahead when we get back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the Ark Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With Ark's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. Ark's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the Ark Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arkinstitute.com today.
Imprisoned, force-drugged, dumbed-down population on the planet. It's already upon us. It's what degree of tyranny will we accept? Robert Galen Ross, let's take a few calls. We'll get more into the New World Order as this develops. Honored to have you. Tell folks about some of your books and materials later in the broadcast. Carol in Mississippi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I know. Do you know about the, is there a book out about the Skull and Bone Society?
Well, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of books out about it, and there's one called Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. We've interviewed the author, and He's gotten some national attention. Alexander Robbins kind of writes a whitewash about it. She's a member of the other elite society next door called Scroll and Key. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't even know about that one. I learned about this one, I guess, from you and someone else on shortwave. But I went to get someone. I didn't have a computer, and I know you know it goes back. It's Yale. That's where they're all from.
Uh-huh. 1832, founded with British money by the Germans to overthrow the U.S. That's admitted.
Right. And they caught Hitler's symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's Hitler's symbol, right?
Yeah, and Tony Sutton wrote a book about it, The American Establishment, also.
Okay, and also Schwarzenegger, doesn't he wear a ring like that? His daddy was in the Nazi.
I don't have any idea.
Again,
that somewhere.
The Skull and Bones Man came before the Nazis.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah, I know that.
Let me just tell you. It's an Illuminati chapter, and so their symbol, it's the Order of Death.
I know.
Okay, so their symbol is the skull and bones.
So it's not good at all in any way you can look at it.
Well,
it's just
video,
destroying and a death.
3 years ago, video was released of one of the rituals, which they admit it's satanic worship, but the Christian Coalition says it isn't a problem because, yeah, Mr. Reed is at Bilderberg Group meetings. Thanks for the call. Robert, comments to what she was saying?
No, as I say, Tony Sutton wrote a very good book on this, and he put it out in hardcover, but there are several good books out on Skull and Bones. And, of course, John Kerry and George W. are both Skull and Bones, as George's father and grandfather were Skull and Bones.
And, again, he funded the Nazis, as usual, that same connection. That's a good question. How does Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're really grooming this guy and ignoring all the incredible dirt. No one has as much dirt. Just incredible taboo stuff, Nazi love, all this stuff. But he's okay. Why do they love Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know. You know, he met with Warren Buffett and the Rothschild over in London a couple of weeks before he declared that he's going to run for governor. So that's the absolute clue that he's included.
Absolutely. Let's good comments, Carol. Let's talk to Warren, or is it Wayne? Wayne in Nebraska. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know about this Fortenberry who's running for Congress for Nebraska.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Another question I would have is on the Rifle Association. They called me up on the phone. I don't know if this might be getting off your subject. I hope not too much. But
well, it's all interconnected.
It's all interconnected. I told the lady about the lady of Our Lady of Peace acting. Of course, she was in denial. So, anyhow.
Yeah, the NRA publicly promoting gun legislation. Publicly going into court, arguing that all guns should be registered. That was last year. I mean, this is incredible. But, I mean, Galen, as you said, it's a WWF stage wrestling match. They've got to get our guns. Of course they're going to take over our Second Amendment group. I mean, that's just common sense. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, they cannot create the American Union without first outlawing private ownership of guns in the United States. We're the most armed nation in the world. And every dictator that's taken over their country has first outlawed private ownership of weapons before they became dictators.
So it's real simple to all the leftists out there that are starting to wake up. Slaves are disarmed. Bad men take the guns so they can have their way with you. Prisoners are disarmed. Anything else, Wayne?
Well, there's one other thing. We've had a thing about a compact, a nuclear waste compact here that it's we're in part of a compact that they were going to put the low-level nuclear waste here in Nebraska, and now I can see it's gone down to someplace in western Texas. I saw it in the paper today. They're trying to charge us, I think, $30 to $50 million, I don't know, for some kind of fines. It's just ridiculous, but...
Well, I mean, that goes into the depleted uranium killing the troops, and the government doesn't care. They see us as cattle. How people serve these creatures, I'll never know. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Will and Brian and Dennis and others, we're going to go to your calls, bam, 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 because I got some other news items I want to go over with Robert Galen Ross. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Robert, I know there's a lot you want to talk about, so we'll get to that when we return. Everybody, stay with us. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, if you haven't gotten my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror, I don't know what planet you're on. I mean, they're powerful films that give you the big picture of the history of governments blowing stuff up, sinking ships, bombing buildings, remote controlling jet aircraft to blame it on foreign enemies. It's all in these two videos. I've also got Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and I snuck in there. Coming up on the anniversary of that, it'll be the 4-year anniversary on the 15th of this month. You'd be going on again out there with all your Christian conservative leaders, you know, worshiping Satan. It's ridiculous. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. All my films are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours long, $20 a piece if you order 3 or more of any of the 10 titles. Now I'm carrying George Humphrey's excellent new 9/11 film, 9/11. The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Great new film. It's only $19.95, 2 hours long. Get an 80-plus page color accompanying booklet when you order it. And when you order 2 of the videos, it's $34.95, a $5 discount on the video to get 2 copies, and 3 copies of the booklet. The full color, 80-plus page, 9/11, The Great Illusion booklets. We carry Eric Hufschmann's 9/11 The Great Deception. You need to get that video. We have his book, 9/11, Painful Questions. You need to have these books and videos. You need to show them to people. You're allowed to make copies of my videos, not of the others that I carry, because obviously they're not mine to do that. We have Jews, the Preservation of Farms Ownership's new incredible film. What Robert was just talking about, governments taking guns and then killing the people. 180 million killed last century alone. Innocence Betrayed. It comes with three books. And it's $29.95, the video and the books. So that's on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or call toll-free to get the books or videos at 1-888-253-3139. Got a lot of different specials, so call and ask them about it. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It is up to you. These are powerful videos and books. They're waking people up. So as Galen Ross said, we got to get 5% of people out there active. We've already reached that number. We got to push it over the edge. Robert Galen Ross, before we go to Will and Brian and Dennis and Regina and John, and that'll be it for calls, folks. We've got about 25 minutes left here, 24 minutes left here. Before we do that, Robert Galen Ross, you've got a new video out. You've got some powerful books. How do folks check that out?
They can go to my website at www.4rie.com. That's 4rie.com, or they can call my 800 number, which is 410-5571. But a comment about...
Hold on. Give the website out again and the toll-free number.
All right. The website is www.4rie.com. That's the number 4rie.com. And toll-free number is 800-410-5571.
Hey, Robert, let me add a point here, and I hope folks take advantage of that. We'll talk about some of the titles in a minute. You know, I found out that, and this isn't tooting our horn, folks. It's just the facts, okay? I'm not bragging. It's actually pretty scary, and it makes me know what type of responsibility I have. I found out that my work, Robert Galen Ross's work, Tex Mar's work, and a few other people's, is watched by the Muslim governments, is watched by the German government, is big in the Japanese government, and now over the last few months, I've actually been contacted by people that I can't even get into names here. Are you getting that same thing, Robert, because your name has come up?
Yeah, you and I just in text appeared on the British video that's coming out, and then I've also been contacted by the Japanese, and that'll be coming up soon.
Yeah, and I've forgotten to call them for the last week. I need to call them, tell them I am. But I mean, people in foreign governments are sitting around in boardrooms watching my films, and your name has come up. Were you aware of that?
I'm amazed. The hits on my website all of a sudden will peak at certain times, and I don't know what's going on, but it's someone's bringing it up. And I'm also working on my third book, which will be titled The Elite Don't Dare Let Us Tell the People, and that's scheduled for completion sometime in September.
Well, I mean, we're just common average people that understand history and have been following the globalists like other people follow football, so we know all about it. It scares me how many people in mid-level positions of government don't even know what's going on, Robert.
Yeah, and I think you and I and Tex and a few others are blessed with a abnormal amount of perception. And I don't claim to be intelligent, but I have some extra perception like you do. We're able to see things that are going on that other people just don't recognize.
Well, I think if people... you know, the Bible says if you ask God for discernment, many times you'll get it, and I pray for discernment every day. You were going to make a point, though, before we go to these calls. What was that point?
I was going to say that I've often talked to people about the Bohemian Grove and described it, and they looked at me like I'm stupid, and when I show them your video, that their mouth drops. And you can't deny it once you see your video. You can't create that. That's not a play. It's a real Moloch ceremony that's going on. They're worshiping this 45-foot owl, and it's scary to see it. But you can't really get anyone to believe it until they see your video.
Well, right here in the New York Times, it says the former head of the Christian Coalition, Ralph Reed, at the Bilderberg Group meeting. And I don't know that he goes to the Grove. In fact, I haven't seen that. But many other Christian leaders go to this, and then they'll chastise me. I've had national Christian shows attack me and say, I'm a liar. How dare I say Bohemian Grove is bad? How dare I say Bush is part of Skull and Bones? How can they keep denying this when it's out in the open and admitted, Robert?
There's so many people out there that don't want to face up to the truth because one of the problems is if they admit the truth, then they may have to do something about it, and they either don't know what to do or are afraid to do something.
Well, you know, 4 years ago we snuck into Bohemian Grove, and they admit we snuck in. It's been in the newspaper. They say, yeah, Mr. Jones did this, but still people are in denial about it. I mean, imagine if you and I were in our backyard doing this ritual. Our neighbors would call the police on us.
That's right.
But our leaders do it, and it's normal.
And it's world leaders, not just U.S. leaders.
Well, that's right.
Leaders around the world attend the Bohemian Grove.
Let's take calls quickly, folks, because I got to get to everybody. Will in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First, I want to say I'm a huge fan of yours. I watch all your videos, show them to my friends. We all love you. We think you're great.
Well, thank you.
I had a question about Richard Gephardt. We know Bush and Kerry, both Skull and Bones. Like you say, two sides of the same coin. Do you think Gephardt is any different, or do you have any opinions on Richard Gephardt, know anything about him, his background, or his...
He's really just a union man and pretty high level and puts out a lot of rhetoric that's good about trade, but he never does anything about it. Robert Galen Ross?
He's, to my knowledge, and I've got... just tons of records. He's not a member of any of the secret groups. So that means he probably never reached very high within any organization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
I saw the clip of Jeremy Glick on O'Reilly, and I heard him. Your response on the show, you had Jeremy Glick, remember that, when O'Reilly flipped out on him?
Yes.
You made a comment about if you had O'Reilly on your show, you'd tear him to pieces. Would you ever consider getting Bill O'Reilly on your show?
I've tried, and we've tried to get on his broadcast.
Oh, really? He wouldn't come on?
No.
I think O'Reilly would be afraid of you.
Well, he's an arrogant... creature that's fooled a lot of good people. Thanks for the call, Will. Brian in Oregon. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a... I'm a Prison Planet .TV member, and you had that online poll with David Icke. Got about 50% out of all 12. I was wondering how that is coming along, if you're going to get him on the show.
We are lining up David Icke for the broadcast.
Oh, great, because he uncovers great stuff, whether you disagree with him or not or whatever.
No, we're gonna be having him on for a bit. Yeah.
And what about Brian Desboro? You ever heard of him?
Yes, we're going to try to get him on.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for the call. What do you think of David Icke's stuff, Robert Galen Ross?
I liked everything that David did up until he did the piece on the reptilian concept. And I don't say that he's wrong. I just don't know enough about it to say he's right or wrong. But
well, that's the problem. We have trouble getting people to admit public groups that are making world government announcements. And I have no evidence that there's secret breed of reptilian vampires running things. But everything else he says is very well documented. And he's very articulate. It's very the whole thing's very interesting. Well,
yeah, I just don't have the time to follow the reptilian concept, and so I can't say it's right or wrong. So.
Yeah, it's very sensational, I could sell 100,000 books if I started writing about it, but I'm not going to do it. Let's go ahead and talk to next up here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Greetings, my friends, and thank you very much. I have three things very quickly. Oh. April 14th, which was the day that Lincoln was shot, I called the John Birch Society about the KLA 007 being shot down because Larry McDonald is still missing.
Yeah, Congressman McDonald, yeah.
Right, and they did send me some information the day after George Bush came to Niles, Michigan, which is 12 miles from me. And on his morning, he went to the high school at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and they had an all-day fire burning the McDonald's restaurant. Niles is a community of about 15,000 people.
You think that was some type of Illuminati programming?
Well, it's a They always want to bluff you, is what it is.
Well, that's the kind of stuff I don't touch because you can't prove it. What I can say is that on the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the New York Lottery came up 9/11, and the Chicago Mercantile came up 9/11 with a bunch of zeros behind it, which is like one out of 14 billion. So they are into numerology. They are into doing stuff in plain view. Let me get a comment from Robert Galen Ross on that. Thanks for the call, Dennis. Robert, comments on that?
I'm not into numerology, but I've read a lot of information on it, and that's just an area I'm just don't have much expertise in.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk. We're going to these calls quick, folks. Regina in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Just wanted to tell you that Will from Pennsylvania, maybe he could help and see if Gephardt will help us support Sanders' Paul Amendment to the Commerce, Justice, State Appropriations, dealing with the funding, denying funding for Section 215 of the Patriot Act. Let's see where these guys are on.
That's right. That's a vote in the House.
Today is what I understand.
And here's some of the other news. Lay surrenders to authorities. Exenron CEO turns himself in after being indicted for taking part in a massive accounting fraud because they caught him on tape. And then I have the other article about the Patriot Act. Patriot Act foes force House vote. AP lawmakers who say portions of the USA Patriot Act, the whole thing went too far, are taking aim at the provision that made it easier for investigators to learn what people are reading, despite a veto threat from the White House. The House planned to vote Thursday on a proposed Representative Bernard Sanders of Vermont. It would prevent the government from using the Patriot Act to demand records of bookstores and libraries. Let me get a comment from Galen Ross on that.
Yeah, we really don't know yet what's coming out in the Patriot Act 2, but it's going to be probably twice as tight and restrictive as Patriot Act 1.
Well, I call it 2.5 because part of it passed in the intelligence package December 13th last year, the same day they made the Saddam announcement, so nobody really heard about it. And I've seen versions of the new one. They've got like three different versions, and it is unbelievable.
Well, and maybe parts of it are classified.
Most of it is classified, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Regina, thanks for the call. Good point. John in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, you two. Look, our masters have developed in us a propaganda, with propaganda, a phobia. It's a gun phobia, and it exactly parallels the tobacco phobia. Now, regardless of health issues, if they can manipulate our minds like that, we no longer belong to the civilized, sane world. You agree that it's a phobia that they have developed?
Well, they use the mind control in the form of subliminal suggestions and this sort of thing, and that's been going on for years.
I mean, folks, when you take an RTF course at a major university, there's a whole, if you get a degree in it, you spend like a semester on it. I mean, it's admitted, but you tell the average dumbbell who's under it that they're under it, and then they'll laugh at you. I mean, I've got an article here where, almost half of Americans in 2002 didn't read a book.
Just look what they have done to us on the tobacco issue. It proves they can do anything they want to us.
Yeah, they can take over any industry they want. Thanks for the call, John. Rick in Reno, Nevada. Rick, go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. I'm calling to argue the point that how can the average Joe, someone like myself, distinguish the disinformation from the real McCoy? For instance, so-called former CIA operatives Mark Phillips or John Stockton or Philip Agee. How do we know that you, sir, are not still working for the NSA?
I used to work for the NSA for 5 years, but I don't anymore.
Well, look, sir, all you have to do is check out the information. We're not telling you some foggy story about mind control slaves in a cave and, Dick Cheney on horseback hunting people or space aliens or whatever, and I don't even know some of the names you're mentioning. We focus in on, hey, here's the New York Times admitting the Bilderberg Group basically selected John Edwards. We can get involved. We can fight back. We can have an effect. And, you judge a tree by its fruits. Robert Galen Ross has been informing people, getting folks involved, using source documents. You know, when I say Section 213 of the Patriot Act allows for secret warrantless searches of your house or business, you know, you can go read the subsection, sir, and it's up to you to decide what you want to do about it.
I understand what you're saying.
I mean, Robert Galen Ross is a great guy, and he's telling you you should be a leader because you know you're a good person, sir. At least you probably are. And so you should go out and get involved, Rick. You should be a leader.
What I'm saying is this. It's very difficult to sort out the wheat from the chaff. For instance, I've seen some material on the Internet that that appears to be trying to drive a wedge between you and Mike Rupert. And I know that this is false information, but you know, I had to do a lot of hunting to get to the bottom of it and determine that it
but
was
see,
not.
But see, I never even responded to any of that. I'm not worried about that. It's not about Alex Jones. It's not about anybody else. I just cover the news, sir, and try to get you involved.
I'm getting involved.
Okay, and I've driven no wedges. I get attacked. I don't attack back.
Gotcha.
Robert, I mean, have you ever seen me attack anybody back?
No, not at all, except the New World Order.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I keep my eyes focused, folks. Instead, most of the Patriot community spends their time, you know, trying to climb to the top of some heap. And I'm not into that. I just keep moving forward.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm going to have Robert Galen Ross back on the show here very soon. We'll try to talk to Brooke and Pat here in a second. Just a few of the news items I wanted to throw out here. Police began random bus searches, and this is going on all over the country. It says airline passengers go through it, and now so do bus passengers. Long before 9/11, folks, they were getting you ready for this, so this will be part of the new papers police system nationwide. Michael Moore's done something good. I have the Scottish Herald here. We did an interview saying he thinks it's fine if people pirate his film on the Internet and download it for free and get it out to people. And I say the same thing about my videos. And again, I don't support Michael Moore on many levels, but at this level I do, and that is a great thing. Meanwhile, the FCC wants radio TV to keep its tapes of shows. They want every radio and TV show to keep tapes of their show, bearing witness against themselves, guilty until proven innocent. Total violation of the Fifth Amendment, and this is only a regulatory agency. That's a very dangerous trend. Robert Galen Ross, anything else you want to add before we take two final calls?
No, go ahead.
Let's go ahead and talk to Brooke in Rhode Island. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I saw your cremation of care video. It's staggering and stunning, and I recommend it to all your listeners. That's number one. Number two is I have a comment and a question.
Okay.
Comment is, even if you're on the right track, you'll still get run over if you just sit there. The question is, in 1830, there was an anti-Masonic convention in Philadelphia.
Yeah, so they set up Skull and Bones to counter in 1832.
Is that what it was? Because I thought John Adams was involved in all this anti-Masonic stuff, and I thought it's a great idea to have another anti-Masonic convention and party.
Skull and Bones members told MSNBC that they set Skull and Bones up to counter that. Robert, comments?
You're right, Alex. That's all I have to say about it.
Anything else?
Okay, the last thing is for Mr. Ross.
Yes.
In the Reagan funeral, the cross in the floor of the Washington National Cathedral, inlaid in marble at hundreds of thousands of dollars of cost when the cathedral was built, is the same cross that Hitler and the royal families of Europe wear, and Ronald Reagan's coffin was resting on that cross.
Yeah, I saw that. It was the Templar's cross.
Yes, and that cross was removed in any photographs in Newsweek and Time magazine. It was totally edited out. I only saw it in the New York Daily News.
There's a lot of secret symbolism. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Pat in Colorado. Last caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to make a comment and then hang up. With all due respect, the New World Order will happen because it is the 7 years of tribulation the Bible speaks of. Satan is the prince and power of the air until the Lord returns, and then I've read the back of the book and we win. So let's get on with it. Praise his holy name.
But, I mean, a lot of churches say lay down to the world system. Don't warn people.
I'm not laying down.
Well, good, but
I'm not laying down.
But,
yeah.
but
saying it's going to happen.
But, ma'am, in 1776, they thought it was the Antichrist and shouldn't fight. They thought it was the end of the world under Hitler. We have a job to fight evil, and we can be reprieved as a nation and world if we seek God's face and repent of our evil ways. Robert, comments?
Yeah, there's nowhere in the Bible does it say when end times will come, so it may be 1,000 years from now.
But it is the 7 years of tribulation, and it will happen.
Well, but if we don't know that this is the proper time.
In the end days, really, we are.
Well, all I know is I'm not saying you, but with most so-called Christians, it's a giant cop-out. And the same Christians that say some of that love George Bush and think Bohemian Grove is good. And I know you don't think that, but I'm just talking about, you know, well, Mr. Reed at the Bilderberg meeting. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Robert Galen Ross, your website one more time.
It's www.4rie.com.
And your phone number?
800-410-5571.
I want to get you back on soon.
Been a pleasure, Alex.
Thank you. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.